Welcome to a little Grace to Grow podcast today. And my question to you is this: do you see the possibilities? I want to focus on a passage of scripture in 1 Kings, and then we will take a look over at 2 Chronicles, a parallel passage. And before I read it, allow me to give you the context. Solomon has hired a king by the name of Hiram, who is the king of Tyre, to provide cedar and fir trees for the temple of God. Hiram does a good job, and Solomon wants to give him a gift, and does give him a gift. So allow me to read 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 11 through 13. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold, according to all his desire, that then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, "What cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother?" And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. So Hiram received these cities as a gift from King Solomon. He did not see the value in them. He was actually quite disappointed in them. And what we discover later on, he actually calls them Kabul, and that's an interesting word. It has the idea of being limited or sterile. So apparently Hiram did not see any potential in these cities. But then we come over to 2 Chronicles chapter 8. 2 Chronicles 8, and we discover something else about this story. It says, "And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there." So this Hiram here is Hiram in 2 Kings or 1 Kings. And apparently Hiram gave them back to Solomon. But what we discover here in 2 Chronicles chapter 8 is that Solomon takes those and he builds them. And he causes the children of Israel, not strangers, not prisoners, but the children of Israel to dwell there. Not because it was a punishment, but because it was a pleasure. Solomon would take care of his people. They would only get the best. Solomon was able to do something with those cities that Hiram was unable to do. Solomon saw something about those cities that Hiram did not see. Solomon saw the potential, the value, the commerce, the beauty. Though maybe at the time, visually it wasn't there, Solomon could see it if a little effort was put into it. And so he built them. Hiram could not see this. My question to you is this: have you ever been disappointed with the gifts of God? Maybe you've been disappointed with your height. Maybe you've been disappointed with your skill sets. Maybe you've been disappointed with the way you were brought up. Maybe you've been disappointed with the family that God gave you. Here's the reality. Maybe you're disappointed with the church or the people or the location that God has put you. You need to understand this. If God gave it to you, the king gave it to you. He gave it to you because he sees the possibility. Most of the time when we get disappointed with the gifts that God has provided us is because we don't take time to think about the possibilities. God has given us what we have, and he wants us to think and see the possibilities and to work at making the best of what we have for his glory. And if you're struggling with that, you go to the king, you go to the Lord, and you say, "Lord, help me to see what you want me to see in this situation. A lot of people gripe and complain about the good, about things that God has given them for their own well-being. And friend, I'm telling you, and what they do is they call it, in a sense, Kabul. They say, I'm limited. You know, with God, all things are possible. There are no limitations with God. Not at all. Let me tell you a quick story. There's a man, a farmer, that was told about diamond mining. And he had been content where he lived, but he was told about the diamond mining in his region. So he sold his farm, he sold his property to become a diamond miner. And for years and years, he searched. He went to different locations, and he could not find diamonds. He finally lost everything that he had, and he died penniless. The family that bought his farm had pulled out a beautiful-looking stone out of the creek nearby, put it on the mantle, and a gentleman had come to visit their house, and he looked up on the mantle and he said, "Do you know what you have there?" The man said, "Yeah, it's just a nice-looking rock that I found from the creek." And this visitor said, "No, that is a diamond." And the owner of the home said, "Well, there's a lot of these around. You sure that's a diamond? That's just a rock." The visitor said, "That is a diamond. That is worth millions." On that property were millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of diamonds. The original owner sold all of that treasure because he didn't see the value of what he had already had. God sees you as valuable, my friend. God sees you with great potential. Now, obviously, without him, we can do nothing. But you need to look to him. And you'll be absolutely amazed what God can do with you and through you. Not just for your fulfillment, but for his glory and for the benefit of others. God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic day.